cultivate peace and chaos. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. Isaiah 26:3 reminds us of this. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. During life's turbulent waves, I found that cultivating inner peace becomes not just a desire, but a necessity for navigating the unexpected storms. After all, they are storms that are not on any radar, making them unexpected. Changing plans and throwing things off course. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." If you are grounded in the timeless wisdom of God's Word, you will find comfort in the simple yet necessary dependence in prayer, trust, and worship. For me, these practices have served as my lifeline, anchoring my soul to the unshakable promises of God, even when the world around me feels chaotic and uncertain. Purposefully connecting with Him, my trust grows deeper. It fortifies my unwavering knowledge that He is the steady hand guiding me through every storm I face, expected or unexpected. I have learned to embrace gratitude as a constant companion. I've found that counting my blessings, even in the middle of the chaos, helps my spirit with joy and resilience within me that transcends my circumstances in the chaos that I see. Finding peace in the moments of chaos has taught me that it's not just about my personal practices, but also about reaching out to God and the Holy Spirit and responding in faith to the challenges around me, not ignoring but surrendering them to God. Knowing that the battle is not mine, but it belongs to the Lord, and knowing that I am not alone. He knows, He sees, He has gone ahead. Because God is with me, I can navigate the turbulent waters, reminded of His promise and placing my faith in action in the God who calms the storm. Choosing to respond with peace becomes a tangible expression of Christ's transformative love in my life. As I've been given forgiveness, triumph over bitterness, and kindness soften even the most strife-filled situations. I leave you with this promise found in Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Have a blessed day, and remember, the unwavering reliance on God's sovereignty to anchor yourself in the assurance that true peace is not just the absence of chaos, but the profound presence of God's guiding us each step with grace and wisdom.